You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hi guys, just a note to let you know that this episode was recorded before the lockdown and before most of us were confined to our houses. So if we sound like we're encouraging you to go outside, we are not. And we'd just like to say a big thank you on behalf of Fat Chat to all the key workers who are still doing incredible work during this difficult time. Hello and welcome to Fat Chat and another one of our Ask Us Anything episodes.
Woo, woo, woo. So thank you so much for sending over so many amazing and varied questions for us. We have had so much fun looking through them and we hope that you will enjoy today's episode and get to know us a bit better and hopefully learn some new things.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can join our Fat Chat community Facebook group and be part of the Squishy Sisterhood where people are always asking questions and giving amazing answers.
So this question is from Fern Pankhurst, friend of the pod. Hi, yeah. Fern.
She's got the best dog.
Best dog ever. And she says, how does she approach the idea of weight loss chat with slim friends without sidelining their issues or goals? Her size 10 friend is always dieting and it really negatively affects Fern and she's worried about the implications on her.
Hi, Fern. Thank you so much for asking this question. I think it's something that a lot of plus size women can relate to, especially when they may be in the early part of their new relationship with their body and they're trying to figure out how it is that they relate to people now that they don't really want to have that diet chat. So I think it's a really important thing to talk about. You definitely have to hold space in your relationship for your friends and for the things that they're going through. But you also have to be really careful not to prioritize other people's needs above your own. The world is a very diet-friendly place, quite sadly, and people talk about this sort of stuff all the time. There are online forums that discuss it. I'm sure that your friend has loads of friends she can talk about this with. If you're the one person that she can't talk about that with, that's okay. I know that's possibly not the perfect answer or necessarily what you were hoping for, but I think sometimes we just have to prioritize ourselves and put our own needs first. And if it's going to be a difficult conversation or one that you feel you can't have without it having negative effects on you, then it's okay to prioritize your needs.
This question comes from Kelly Marie Hillary. How do you deal with fat phobic health professionals? Hayley, do you have any thoughts?
Put them in the bin.
Yeah, getting them fired. It is a tough one. It's really difficult. I think there can be an assumption that all health professionals are fat phobic. And I think sometimes it's a tick box exercise where they just say it because it's part of the things that they should say. And I think sometimes the best way to deal with this, or I find, is to relate to them as a human being. So whenever I've started a relationship with a new doctor, if I've moved surgeries or something, often I'll just explain to them, just so you know, I have a complicated past with food. I have had some struggles with eating disorders and mental health in the past. And this is not something I'm looking to talk about right now or looking to deal with right now. If I change my mind, you will be the first person I speak to about it. But that's not something we're talking about right now, because it lets them know very, very clearly where we stand. And the fact that I'm confident and sincere and honest about it lets them know that I'm probably also not going to be fucked with. And that's quite helpful. But sometimes you need people to understand that, because it's a vulnerable position you're in with the doctor sometimes. And being honest is helpful. We spoke about this in a previous podcast, and it was a friend of mine who said that sometimes when they feel like a health issue that they're having is just getting reduced to the fact that it's something to do with their weight. They'll listen very intently to the doctor as they tell them X, Y, and Z about how it's about their weight, and then say, okay, thank you very much for that. Now tell me what advice you'd give me if I was a slim person. And I think that's really powerful, because you're saying, I hear you and I respect you, but also there are other reasons beyond the size of my ass for this problem. Now, we're going to have a whole episode in the future on health, doctors, dealing with those things. But I hope in the meantime, this will tide you over for a little while.
This question comes from two non-pineapples, those gorgeous twins.
Oh, we love those.
We love you guys. And I think it's a question that Hayley and myself are both going to answer, which is, what do we love or celebrate the most about our bodies? It's starting to hit the old summer body season, and we want an antidote to that, to the self-deprecation. We want to do some self-loving.
I love
hands
some
above the table, Hayley.
Oh, if there's a wank joke, she's going for it.
Yes.
For me, I think it's different all the time. I can love this thing one day and love that thing the next day. You know, I could list off a list of things. Oh, I like my legs. I like my skin. I like my eyes. I like my boobs. Like, you know, but I think a lot of the time it's just about feeling better in my body generally, because it's like a sum of parts. And I think whereas 5 years ago I would have felt really crappy in swimwear, I don't anymore. So I just feel just, hey, I'm putting on swimwear because I'm going to go swimming, or I'm going to lie around in the sun and probably not catch a tan because I'm pale as fuck. But yeah, so I guess I think we should celebrate, because I think sometimes when we talk about celebrating, we're like just talking about the things that we like that fit into the standards that we should have. I kind of like all of it now, which is
nice
and amazing. And that's where I am today. Tomorrow might be somewhere else, but that's where I am today. What about you, George?
I mean, it's coming up to the summer season, and that just means all the bright prints, all the fun colours, a bit more flesh out. And I am starting to do that in the gym. I've got cute little cohorts, little crop tops and leggings that are like nice and bright, and they don't look so out of place anymore.
Are those your Sturdy by Design ones by any chance?
I may have a mini range coming out with Sturdy by Design that I've been wearing. And a few other pieces as well. I've got a really cute little cohort from Wolf & Whistle. I've got some from Locket Loves. I just love the bright prints, and it's summer, guys. The sun is going to be out for longer. So yeah, I guess I'm just celebrating like getting my midriff out, really.
Triceratops wants to know what happened, or when was the moment when we said, F your beauty standards, I am what I am.
I think it's been a gradual thing. I don't think there was like one moment, but I definitely think starting my blog and hanging around on social media with like-minded and like-bodied people was a big turning point for me, when I was like, we all kind of look the same out here, and that's okay.
They're pretty hot. Episode 6, we did a whole episode on body confidence. And
that was a good one.
Yeah, I think so. And like, we talked a lot about like what those moments were for us, how we keep doing it. And for me, like, I spoke then about a shoot that I did with My Mila, which was a lingerie brand.
And that's over on the Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can hear like loads about it in that episode, which was quite a breakthrough moment. But yeah, generally, I just think it's like, it's an ongoing thing. Like, some days you feel amazing, other days not so good. But just keep plugging at it.
We've had some quick fire questions in as well, so we're going to quickly run through those. You ready, girls?
I'm ready.
Gladiator ready.
Right. Fat feminist Mitch. Hey.
Woo! That's our admin over on the Facebook group. We could not do this without you.
Yes.
She wants to know, what's our favourite thing about each other? Hayley, go.
Right. Rivki, I think it's your passion for fashion and your encyclopedic knowledge of pretty much anything that's happened in the world of clothes and dressing. It is amazing. You always get every reference. It's so impressive. George, how much you love your friends.
Shall I go?
Go on.
I feel all love. So Rivki, I just like how determined you are. You're a bit of a go-getter. I really like that about you. I feel like you never stop.
You've only got like 7 jobs.
Yeah. Like, you never stop. You never stop going. You never stop pursuing things that you love and enjoy. And I just think that's really admirable. And Hayley, I just love how you always know how to say the right thing, whether it's something funny or something wise. Or that, which was actually the wrong thing, because I was trying to be kind.
I liked it. Thank you.
George, I love you for your filthy mouth and the fact that you are hilarious and you do always make me laugh, even if I'm squirming at the same time.
That's my brand.
And Hayley is most definitely the glue that holds us all together.
The horse glue.
She is the most organised person who reins me and George in when we have potted off like two crazy toddlers.
Two geriatric old women in a nursing home.
Fucking herding cats.
Right. Next quick fire question.
What is your favourite karaoke song, Rivki?
Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Oh my God, get out.
Go on, give us a little blast. Go.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Mate.
George.
River Deep, Mountain High.
Oh, banger.
And ooh, I love you, my oh my.
Woohoo.
Go on, Hayley, go.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Go on, do it. A little bit.
We've been in the studio for 17 hours at this point, and I'm thinking about gnawing through my headphone cable just to escape. Kat Runnels from the Fat Chat community group wants to know what one item of clothing we couldn't live without. George.
What George is getting it? Naked.
Oh, sports bras. She just flashed us. Thank you so much.
I had my t-shirt tucked into my knickers.
Once again, awkward. I didn't know where that was going. I spend a lot of time in this room slightly on edge.
Not as much as the DJ in the booth behind us. Hi. Riv.
Probably also a bra, but also tights.
Go on, get it out.
I'm not flashing you my bra. Piss off. Hayley?
Pajamas, thanks, Sam.
Get it out.
I'm not wearing my pajamas now, unlike you.
So this question comes in from Floof Mama.
That is the best username.
I mean, I need to see pictures of the floofs that you are the mama to. We are currently in your hometown in Nottingham. So big
on
Nottingham.
We are in you, Nottingham.
And she would like to know, what has been our proudest achievement so far?
I've got two for this one. So nice. These are my two proudest achievements. One is Fat Chat. I love this.
We're doing What's Fat Chat?
And you could listen to it over. Oh, no, wait, hang on. I love doing this. I love the community. The Fat Chat community group is absolutely incredible. It's so supportive, and getting to talk to you guys is amazing. And the other thing I'm really proud of, which is also like a community building thing, was the retreats George and I hosted at Azure every summer. Mm-hmm. They are amazing. We get to meet the most incredible women and go with them on an amazing journey, and we learn as much from them as they do. So yeah, those are my two faves. What about you, G?
I mean, it's something I say a lot, but I can never say it enough, but just my proudest achievement is anytime anyone ever messages me being like, I wore this because you wore it and you showed me it was okay to wear a bikini to have this experience or to do that or to say fuck you to this, or like, I booked my smear test because you fucking walloped on about it the other day on your Instagram stories and reminded me I should. Anything that I feel I've kind of influenced people to do that is positive, not the negative shit. I just feel really good. Like people who say they've lost their gym fear, they're going to the gym, they're like weightlifting, they're wearing cool gym clothes, they're wearing bikinis. I just feel like, fucking hell, it was worth getting my ass on the internet for this.
You're basically proud of any time you've encouraged a sale of Lycra.
Basically, I'm proud of anything that makes myself look good. Thank you so much.
Kate wants to know how we deal with people not believing we are fine with how our bodies look.
See, this is one that I struggle with because I can get quite defensive and quite, you know, especially, I mean, I talk about a lot, but it's a big part of my life, especially in like gym posts, because I know that like certain people from the gym follow me on Instagram, like the actual personal trainers who run the account. I just worry that I constantly have to be like, but I am okay with this body. This body is mine and this body is fine. And I think the biggest thing I need to do is live, not chat so much with it, just like live and lead by example and not berate myself and not put myself down and not do the posts that are like, this bit of cellulite is stopping me living my life. Just keep living my life and hope that that shows people, like, she's just living and like not making a big deal out of the fact that her body's fatter. Like, maybe I can do that. And what about you, Hayley? What would you say?
Other people are going to think what they're going to think. There's not much we can do about that. It's a lot of wasted energy. I think what you've just said, George, is so true. The best way you can change their mind is just by being fine and just by doing the things that you want to do. And people aren't going to believe you, because if they are so stuck in the idea that you couldn't possibly be fat and happy or fat and okay with where you are or just like chill in your body right now, do you really want to exert the energy? If they're saying that stuff to you, I think it's always okay to just be like, please don't bring that stuff my way. You're projecting your shit onto me. And I don't need that. But generally, as far as changing their minds, you're probably not going to. The best thing they can do is see you living your life and realize that they're projecting. Alicia McCracken, excellent surname, would like to know, do you or have you ever struggled to be or feel sexy because of feeling self-conscious about a part of or the whole of your body? George.
It's definitely something I have struggled with and still struggle with. And there are some days that I feel better in my body. Some days I feel worse. This is maybe unconventional advice, but a big part of it when I was single is that I did have quite a lot of good, fun sexual experiences with men that I met in bars. And that made me feel better about myself because, and I'm not like advocating everyone go and have like shitloads of one night stands, but I also kind of am. Just because like knowing that there were so many people out there who were like attracted to me enough to like have a sexual experience with me, I was just like, this body ain't bad at all. A lot of people want to ride it into battle. So, you know.
Battle? Is that what we're calling it? I guess that is what it is in Australia.
Is that what you guys do? And then I think it's just about responding to your partner rather than being in your head about how your body looks. Is your partner turned on by you? Are they wanting to kiss you and touch you and do things to you? You need to get out your head and realize that if the person you're with is into it, they probably aren't caring. And that is such a hard space to get to. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy every time you have sex, you're going to be like, sure, this person's turned on, I now feel great, I'm a sex goddess. But just be more in the room and be more present and realize if that person didn't want to touch you and didn't have a, like a boner or a wide on, then you know they wouldn't be into it. But if they are into it, fucking crack on, McCracken.
We now have an amazing bunch of Would You Rathers sent to us by Slapdash Nat and Petticoat Diva Joe. Thank you so much for sending these. We love a bit of Would You Rather, mm-hmm. and they're cleaner than our usual ones, so congratulations.
George will be disappointed.
I'm not so happy, yeah.
Rivki, would you rather accidentally like an ex's post from 2010 or never have any likes on a post ever again?
I'd rather just like an ex's post from 2010. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, we're all influencers. This is not the right question yeah. for us.
I'm literally thinking like that will give me hives. I need my likes.
Yeah, like I would rather like every post of his from 2010 than I'll like his post from today. I don't give a fuck.
I was going to say, like, literally there's nothing else you could pose with or never get any likes on a post ever again that I wouldn't go for. I need my likes, people. If you're listening to this right now, can you please go to my page and like a few posts? Thank you very much.
Even if it's from 2010, children.
Especially
the deep scroll.
The deep, deep scroll. Oh, this one's gonna hurt me. Wow. Slapdash Nat. You cut me.
I mean,
deep.
I already know how you're answering this, George.
Would we rather eat only chocolate or never eat it again? You think you know, but
you don't understand how much he likes truffle.
I just like food, yeah. I think I would never have chocolate again if I couldn't just eat chocolate.
I'd never have chocolate again.
Also, I once
what about today?
Poisoning.
Today, would you never have chocolate
I had
again?
A Belvita.
Oh, fuck's sake. If we bring up that Belvita one more time, I'll put Belvita. You in the bin.
Sponsor this podcast.
When I was 11, I had like a mysterious, my fingers swelled up and everyone at school was crying because they all thought I had arthritis, which we thought was something really bad back then, which is why everyone was crying. I got taken to the doctors.
I had chocolate poisoning.
What? I've eaten all my Easter eggs too quickly and given myself chocolate poisoning.
That's a thing.
No. You're lucky I've not had it since. I think my body's just immune, so
you just get the vinegar threats.
I do.
At least they're not the vinegar strokes, I guess.
And Hayley, what about you?
Oh, I'd never have it again. I mean, chocolate's great, but come the fuck on, have you met potatoes?
Would we rather a unibrow or a beard? I mean, this Slapdash Nat is pretty solid question.
Oh, you
here.
Can fuck off. I've had both.
Yeah. I could polycystic ovary life.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag furry fucking face. Like, I could still have both if I tried hard enough.
You're like the kid from Jumanji when he gets turned into that little wolf thing.
I don't understand what's happening.
I'm going Frida Kahlo. I'm going unibrow.
Yeah, I'm going unibrow. She made it look good. Yeah, I think I want to also go Frida Kahlo.
You can go Frida Kahlo.
Would we rather get rid of dieting pyramid schemes or get rid of gyms promoting weight loss as a reason to be at the gym? Oh, you hurt me with that one. I just hate pyramid schemes, so I will take it as an opportunity to educate people when they talk about weight loss at the gym. Like, I just hate a pyramid scheme. I'm just saying.
I've never met two people that talk about pyramid schemes more than aliens.
More than actual people who do pyramid schemes.
You haven't actually been through the trauma that we have been through, clearly. Arbonne, do not get in touch. I feel like pyramid schemes are sort of an advanced Darwinism, and you can take from that what you wish. So I think get rid of gyms promoting weight loss, because I think gyms would be such a happier place. Not that I really care, because I'm never fucking there.
Just put them both in the bin. I'm done. No, mic drop. No, no, I can. No. I'm cheating. Rules are made to be broken.
They are. Only
I don't know.
Rules.
Can anyone figure out that we've run out of fucks? Not one fuck will be found.
But thank you so much for your questions, guys. We will be asking for more at some point soon, because we do enjoy them.
That's it from us this week. But don't forget, we have a new episode out every Tuesday. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and if you're listening to us on Apple, go and give us a rating of 5 stars and leave us a review.
See you next Tuesday.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.